It being past the allotted time, I declare the meeting open at 6 PM. Kaya Marmon, Kaya Yoga, Kaya Bridia, Nalakadich Twinjing Nalak Nining, Kalak Nadich Nijabujaba Wajak Nima Budra Nalak Nining. Always was, always will be. Attendance this evening, we have all councillors in attendance but for Councillor Pifferetti, who has just arrived. We have received apologies from Councillor Clark and Deputy Councillor Johnson. May the Minute Clerk record all other councillors in attendance, with Councillor Pifferetti deputising for Councillor Clark. And for the minutes in the gallery in attendance, we have some officers from Brett Jackson from Kalamunda and Melanie Reed from Belmont. Which brings us to agenda item number 3, disclosures of interest. I've not received any disclosures of interest to date. Are there any disclosures of interest councillors wish to make at this time? No. Item 4, announcements by chairperson. So the first announcement is in relation to some draft consultation papers. Councillors will be receiving 2 draft consultation papers distributed by email for review and feedback over the next week. The first consultation paper relates to the Waste Avoidance and Resource Recovery Act 2007 review. Closing the Loop is the name of that consultation paper. The second consultation paper relates to the review of the waste levy. Because we're dealing with, as I understand it, a constrained timeline on these, if it is possible for councillors to provide their feedback in writing within the next 2 weeks to the CEO for consideration, that would be greatly appreciated. The next announcement relates to related party transaction and disclosures. So the forms will be distributed to councillors electronically in the next few days. These forms are required to be returned back to the MRC no later than Wednesday, the 15th of July. So if you could make a note, please, to have those back to us by 15th of July. If you need any assistance with the finalisation of those forms, please contact our chief, our CEO. And also we've got the annual returns as well, so the 2019-2020 annual returns will be distributed by email as well, and they're to be returned by Thursday the 27th of August. And as councillors will be well aware, failure to return those requires that notification be made to the CCC, so if we can get those back in a timely fashion, that would be greatly appreciated. Item 5, response to previous questions taken on notice from the public. There are none. Item 6, public question time. So we have received this afternoon a series of 8 questions from Jane Bremer on behalf of the Alliance for a Clean Environment. And these questions relate to a range of matters. Because the questions are quite detailed, I propose that we take these questions on notice and that we provide a written response in the agenda for the next meeting. If councillors would like me to read out the questions, I'm happy to do so. Otherwise, a copy is available here for inspection. Have we received any other questions from the public? No. Okay. No. Item 7, applications for leaves of absence. Are there any applications councillors would wish to make for a leave of absence? No. Item 8, petitions, deputations and presentations. There are none that I'm aware of. Have we received any late ones? No. Item 9, confirmations of minutes of a previous meeting. So we've got the minutes circulated and available out on the desk for the ordinary council meeting on 21 May. I take it councillors have had a chance to review those minutes. Are there any corrections, alterations or additions? Councillor O'Connor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In the minutes of the... I think it was a special council meeting, the resolution for the wording where council resolved to adopt those minutes, the wording is wrong. It refers to an ordinary council meeting, not a special council meeting.
Are you able to take us to the page, Councillor O'Connor?
So it's in the first, probably within the first four pages, where we adopt the minutes, previous minutes. There's a special council meeting minutes and a ordinary council, and the resolution, the wording refers to an ordinary council meeting, not the special council meeting.
We'll check that. So this meeting on the 16th of April was a special council meeting, that's correct?
That's correct, and the minutes say that it's an ordinary council meeting.
We'll check that.
It's minor, but...
Thank you.
Okay. So I'll just check with the minute taker. Did you get that reference? All right. So then could I please have a mover and a seconder to adopt those minutes with the change made? So moved, Councillor O'Connor. Seconded. Councillor Johnson, is there anyone against? That is carried unanimously. Item 10, questions by members of which due notice has been given. There were a series of questions circulated by email prior to the meeting. I think, Councillor Wolfe, you had some. Are you satisfied with the answers that you received to those questions?
Yes, and I'd like to thank the CEO for prompt response.
Okay. And are there any follow-up questions arising from that at this point?
I'll send them through after tonight.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So I'm not aware of any other questions that have been put on notice. No. Item 11, questions by members without notice. Councillors, are there any questions that are not specific to the reports listed in the agenda that councillors would like to raise? Councillor Dorr.
Yes, can we have recorded the names of all council members and how they vote as per the original motion of council? What we're getting is the... usually those who vote against. Mm-hmm. So it's actually recording who voted for, and it might be six members of a committee who voted three and three or something like that, so you're not actually getting the full picture. Can we actually, the original motion was meant to be that all the names be recorded.
Right.
So what we're getting is only the three names of those generally who were against being recorded, so I think it's important for transparency purposes that we, and it's easy for people to look up.
Okay. That would be consistent, I believe, with the motion that was passed about the recording. Okay, so just minute taker, are you able then to record names both for and against for the remainder of the meeting? Thank you. Any other questions? It appears no. Item 12...
Sorry,
Councillor Johnson.
My apologies. I've actually left my notes behind, so I do have some questions, but I haven't got the numbers relating to them. So if I might. So there's some items in the CEO Advisory Committee agenda, which, sorry, I haven't got in front of me right now with the numbers, that were deferred. I'm just wondering if I could get some commentary on the impact of that deferral, the consequences of that.
You should probably do that, the report items itself.
Yeah, we... You will have the opportunity to raise those again when we're dealing with them, and I believe there's a copy printed out if you've not got it electronically. You do? All right. So I propose then that you raise that when we get to that item on the agenda. It might give you time to go through it again. Sorry, any other questions? No? Okay, we'll move to item 12, announcement of matters... which may be closed to the public because they are confidential. So there is one confidential report item that will be covered under section 19 of the agenda. And that is 12.1, referring to item 15.1 of the Chief Executive Officer's Advisory Committee minutes, which was related to mattress recycling. Takes us to item 13, business not dealt with from a previous meeting. There is none. Item 14. So we have six items before us in the reports to employees that we are able to move on block. Before we get to consideration of that, are there any questions that councillors have about any of the items 14.1 through to 14.6? It appears there are none. Would any of the councillors wish to remove any of the items 14.1 through to 14.6 for individual consideration? I'll take that as a no. Would we then like to have a mover and a seconder to adopt items 14.1 through to 14.6 en bloc? So moved, Councillor Wolfe. Do we have a seconder? Seconded, Councillor Jeans. Is there anyone against? There being no one against, I declare those six items carried unanimously en bloc. Which now takes us to item 15, reports of committees. So we have three reports of committees before us for consideration. Do we have any questions from councillors about any of these three reports of committees at this time? Councillor Johnston.
Thank you very much. As I flagged earlier, I just had some questions about some of the items that were deferred by this committee, and just wonder if I have some commentary on the reasons and the impact of the items being deferred and when they're being deferred to. So one was the FOGO distribution deed, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
The other one was the stakeholder engagement plan.
CEO.
Through the chair, there's no delays except for item 11.6, which is a business investment booklet that we developed over the last 8 or 9 months, and actually at the request of town of Bessendean, they wanted to add some additional information, so they're going to do that and come back to the August COAC. There's no delay with any of the other documents.
Okay, thank you for clarifying. Can I ask another question? Sorry, on the other item, so on 11.1, the stakeholder engagement plan, there's no mention there of our community advisory or reference group. I'm wondering why not?
I don't have it here, but I'm pretty sure the community is represented in there, because obviously they're an important stakeholder and there's a plan to communicate with the community.
Specifically, I forget the name of the group. It's like a CAG, the Community Advisory Reference Group on Waste. We have 12 or 15 members that we appointed to that group.
The Regional Waste Reference Group.
Thank you.
So you're just referring to that they're not listed in the...
Yeah.
Thank you. We'll add that. It's in there?
It's in there. Sorry.
Through the chair, could I direct you the page 5 of the attachment under appendix 1? Under the secondary section, the last item there, just above the tertiary, there is the regional community groups. So all of those things have been considered. So it's generic, but definitely the community groups are an important element.
Right. I mean, I just think it's specifically a group we did put together for this purpose, so I thought they should be mentioned in this report.
That's fascinating.
Thank you. Councillor Johnson, do you have any follow-up or additional questions?
No, thank you.
No. Do any other councillors have questions about items 15.1, 15.2 or 15.3 at this stage? Okay. So item 15.1, we have there the separate items 11.1, 11.2, 11.3, 11.4, 11.5, 11.6. Does anybody wish to lift one of those items for individual consideration? I'll take that as a no. We then have available to us the option to move that en bloc. Do we have a mover and a seconder for moving the items contained within 15.1 en bloc? So moved. Councillor Congerton, is that seconded? Seconded Councillor Johnson. Is there anybody against? There being no one against, I declare that carried unanimously. Takes us to item 15.2, which is the Audit Committee meeting that was held on the 4th of June. Do we have any questions specifically about the minutes of the Audit Committee meeting? No? Okay, so please note that the item for the annual budget has been deferred. In relation to 15.2, the item for the annual budget has been deferred to the next audit committee meeting, which will be dealt with under the next item being 15.3, which is the audit committee meeting held on the 11th of June. So that leaves us then with items 11.1, 11.2, 11.3, 11.4. From 15.2. Do any councillors wish to lift any of those items for individual debate or discussion? No.
Through the chair, I think 11.3 has been removed, so that's just the three items.
Sorry, yes, that's correct. So 11.1, 11.2, and 11.4. Do we have a mover then that we adopt those on the block? Sorry, Councillor Congerton.
No,
he's moving. Oh, so moved. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Boyd is seconding. Is there anyone against? I declare that carried unanimously. Okay. Which then takes us to item 15.3, which is the Audit Committee meeting held on the 11th of June. Before you, sorry, I should have mentioned this earlier in announcements. In front of you, there is a alternative motion that has been circulated from Councillor Dorr. Have all councillors had a chance to read this?
Not yet, actually.
Okay. Thank you. Councillor Powell, if you had an opportunity to read it now. Okay. I can see two microphones on at this stage. Councillor Johnson is your... Thank you. Councillor Dorr.
Okay. Thank you, Mr Chair. As councillors and yourself can see, basically I've just dropped the audit committee resolution is there, with the exception of the artworks purchase of artworks 21-20 purchase of artworks. So I'm asking that be included. That will automatically be included if these items are left out as per the committee's requirements. But in relation to the artworks, do I need a seconder before I go on, Mr. Chair?
Yes, so I understand that you intend to move the alternative motion as circulated. Do we have a seconder at this stage for the alternative motion circulated by Councillor Dorr? That is seconded by Councillor James. Councillor Dorr, you have the call.
Okay, councillors, I've given my rationale for the motion there. You've all had a chance to read it. Basically, the EMRC has not purchased any artworks in about 8 years now, so I think it's overdue. I think the time is ripe, especially at this time, to purchase artworks, because we want to have some kind of a network stakeholder community event surrounding that, rather than the usual dinner or stakeholder type of cocktail function that we've had in the past. We want to have something that's more community organic, if you like. Such purchases of artworks would help the art industry, which is struggling at the moment in the East Metropolitan region like anywhere else. Didn't qualify for JobSeeker and so on. There's a lot of artists out there doing it tough. It's a cultural activity. It's important that EMRC contributes, like all of our member councillors contribute to cultural activities. This is a way of augmenting what we do as councillors already as far as cultural matters are concerned. We particularly flag the purchase of an Aboriginal work of art in this instance as a way of augmenting our adopted Reconciliation Action Plan as well. So that was going to be a part of it as well. And I mentioned here, many, many companies get a lot of benefit from the EMRC through the large capital expenditures that we do for equipment as part of our business model. But this is a very small amount of money in the total context of things, $50,000 out of a capital expenditure budget of about $24 million. So I guess this is a way of helping little people, if you like, who are out there doing something great in the community and stimulating artistic and cultural endeavour. I believe that the event will be a great event. That event budget is another budget line altogether. But this is something for purchasing art. So we've not spent the money. We've had it in there, I think, for all of these years, $12,000, $15,000, however much it is per year. We've not spent it. I think now is the right time to make it this type of cultural purchase, or multi-purchases, if you like. If there's going to be a competition, there'll be multiple entries, and we can arrange those winners accordingly. There can be multiple winners. So I think it's a great idea to tie this in with our stakeholder stuff, with our community things that we wish to do. So I think this should be included in the budget. That's why I am moving the motion as is.
Thank you, Councillor Dorr. Councillor James, would you like to exercise your seconding rights?
Yeah, through the chair. Look, yeah, I do support this motion. I suppose it also supports the Audit Commission Committee's recommendation, which is to remove those four items. So I suppose the context of it is that it does support that with one minor adjustment. And I think that, under the circumstances, supporting the arts at this very critical period in our the economy, I think will show that the MRC, through its six member councils, is supporting it on a regional basis. So it is for all six member councils. It's just not one particular small group, I suppose you could say. So it is across the whole six regional councils. So I think that this is a little bit of catch up. The fact that we haven't, that the EMRC hasn't purchased anything. It will also, I believe, part of this process will be to assess all of the art that the EMRC has to ensure that it is being maintained to to the level where you need to with when you have art, and so I'm supporting this motion because I believe that it's an important to support the arts as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Jeans. Do we have any speakers against? Sorry, we have a question, Councillor Hamilton.
If I can just ask a question, perhaps through the mover, would there be ability for the organisation to consider perhaps public art that might be installed in the eastern region rather than purchasing wall art? It's a consideration. I support arts, I support all of these things, but when we're analysing how we go forward with art, can we perhaps look at public art, which might benefit being in the public realm for some of the member councils?
Is there anything in that question you wish to respond to, Councillor Dore?
I don't think that's quite been the intent thus far of this. However, that is a noble idea that could be explored further. But I think the intent here is to have some kind of a competition where artists produce artworks, which are then, I think, we're going to judge by all the councillors at an event, like a stakeholder type of event. I think that's a little bit different from what you're proposing there. But I'll happily hear what the CEO has to say.
Well, I think with respect, Councillor Dore, it's your motion. I think we have the motion. It's moved and seconded as it currently stands. Do we have a speaker against? Councillor Conkerton.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'm opposing the alternate motion.
Councillor
Shadowing.
Sorry, yes, if you could.
Are we good?
Yep.
Thank you. Sorry, I apologise. Yes, I'm opposing the alternate motion. And we'll be foreshadowing the Audit Committee recommendations held on the 11th of June 2020.
Thank you, Councillor Congerton. Do we have any speakers for the motion? Yes.
So can I get some clarification about the implications if this is lost? Which is the budget we're approving would be the budget that was presented originally? So I don't see the amendments in the minutes in front of me.
So my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong, Councillor Dore, is that the motion that is being moved by Councillor Dore is substantially identical to the motion that was passed by the Audit Committee, but for the item related to the art acquisition.
That's correct, Mr. Chair.
Can someone please direct me to the wording of that and the Audit Committee minutes?
Yes.
Yes, I can direct you there. It's page 13 of 92 in the actual agenda, if that helps you.
And that the Audit Committee resolved to depart from the officer recommendation and the prepared budget for five items in total. The four items that are listed in the dot points in the motion presented by Councillor Dore, plus the additional removal of the art acquisition. So, speakers four, I believe. Yes, sorry, speakers against. Councillor Powell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I find that I cannot support this motion. I've read the rationale for the motion and the EMRC hasn't purchased any artworks for about 8 years. That doesn't mean it's overdue. It means it wasn't done for 8 years for a reason. Whether it be a good reason or a bad reason, we thought after discussion that it might be better to take it off the budget. There's no hurry. it's obvious that there's spending going to be done with the MRC, with the projects. This isn't an urgent project. This is something that can be done next year and we can bring it back to full council. Councillor Hamilton did make a good point. That was why we thought it better to take it back. We can workshop some ideas and make it bigger and better than it's ever been. If we haven't done it for 8 years, then it's not like we're hanging on a precipice waiting for it to happen again. And we might have a little bit more money. I think it's important to look at the region. We haven't just got artists in particular areas, in this artist and the clubs and places where they paint, in all the regions. So I think it's really pertinent that we be very, very careful what we do spend our money on and that we do the responsible thing by sending it back to council so that we can workshop it properly, send it back to a committee and we can spend a bit more time. Doing these knee-jerk things on the last minute, it just goes against my grain. I'm here to make good decisions for the region. And when somebody presents me with an alternative motion on the last minute, I'm not doing myself or the EMRC a service by voting on some last minute thing that hasn't been thought out. We know it hasn't been thought out because Councillor Hamilton made some very good points that I actually agree with. So I'm sorry to put you in there, Councillor Hamilton, but I was impressed with your question. Okay, look, that's the reason I can't support it at this stage. I'm not against it by any means, but I just don't think it's ready. And I think we have to show some responsibility and see how much income we've got coming in before we start this spending. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. Councillor Hamilton, do you have a question? Yes.
If I could ask a question through the chair, possibly of the CEO, my recollection of the debate last week was that this would be open to artists throughout the entire region. It was not confined to just one member council. Is that correct?
Through the chair, I wasn't here last week, but I can answer the question.
Yeah.
Yes, that was the intent. Having a stakeholder engagement and actually making sure that all the member councils' councillors could attend and then have then some kind of a competition.
Point of order.
And it would be open.
Councillor Congerton, you have
a point
of order?
Sorry to interrupt you, Mr. CEO. I was privy at the meeting last week.
Yeah.
And the discussion you're now having, when you say the intent, that intent did not come across through the staff to the members of that what was going to happen. As a matter of fact, there was a lot of confusion that happened on the night to actually what was going to happen, as is the confusion here tonight. So, sorry, that's my point of order. I think you can't ask the CEO what his intent was when he wasn't at the meeting.
I think the question was about the intent of the staff, but that being said, I think that we're in the middle of debate.
Yeah.
If the councillor claims to have been misrepresented, there is a remedy available to the councillor to raise at a later point. Do we have any other speakers for the motion? Any other speakers against? Councillor Wolfe.
I'll speak against it. Basically, I'm agreeing pretty much with what Councillor Powell has said. I'm a bit surprised that it's come in so late. We've had almost no chance to maybe discuss it with other people, get some other ideas, and I'll refer to point to Councillor Hamilton again. You know, within about 5 seconds, we've come up with some other ideas. So, just drop this in at the last moment. It's for $50,000. It may not seem a lot in the scheme of things, but it is still quite a lot of money. And I think if this was sent out, you know, at least a few days before, I'm sure Councillor Dorr has probably been thinking about it for quite a while. We might have had a bit of a chance to discuss it with other people. So I can't support it.
Thank you, Councillor Wolfe. Any other speakers for Councillor Johnson? Sorry. No. Any other speakers against? Any other speakers for or against? Sorry, yes, Councillor Johnson.
Yeah, so I'm sorry, I'm going to be speaking against this one because we're actually talking about stripping millions of dollars out of the capital works budget with this. The arts budget is actually such a tiny part of it that we're spending a lot more time talking about that. It's neither here nor there. I mean, I can't see the benefit to the region at the moment without an arts strategy or any concept behind it. So I'm not that inclined to support the expenditure of the art at this point. But I'm also not inclined to support tearing out our stuff out of our capital works budget for operational purposes.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Any other speakers for or against? Okay, I'll exercise my right to speak. I'll speak for the motion. It has been budgeted by the MRC to acquire art for as long as I'm aware. That a process has not been put in place to acquire art does not change the fact that a budget allocation has been made by this council for that purpose. I know of no good reason why the MRC would change its attitude at this stage to being a patron of the arts, especially if it is in relation to 0.2 of 1% of our capital works budget. I see this approach that was put forward initially by the staff as a significant improvement on what has been in place in previous years, in that there is some sort of structure around it rather than, I guess, the arbitrary acquisition of art by whatever means the CEO considers necessary, which appears to have been what has been in place up until now. Councillor Powell talks about knee-jerk reactions and talks about things being put forward at the last minute. This was a proposal put forward initially by the staff. It was considered at two audit committee meetings. There was ample time for people to raise any questions or concerns they had about the item at either of those two audit committee meetings. To characterise it as last minute or knee-jerk, I think does a grave disservice to our staff.
Point of order, it was discussed at the meeting in depth. And that was why it was considered, the recommendation was to take it off the budget. It was discussed. If you were there, you would have known it was discussed.
Thank you, Councillor Powell. There is no point of order. To characterise it as knee-jerk, I think does a disservice to our staff who have put forward a proposal for consideration of council. This is the recommendation put forward here in the motion by Councillor Dorr is merely to reinstate what it was that council staff provided for our consideration quite some time ago. So I will not carry any truck with the notion that it is either knee-jerk or last minute. That said,
Mr. Chairman, can I clarify? Can you advise me when this was provided to the councillors?
The motion that you've got in your hand was provided this afternoon, but I'm not talking about the motion that's provided to you this afternoon. Can we have some decorum and order, please? I have the call. What we are talking about is the substantive idea that the MRC would continue to be a patron of the arts and would continue to make acquisitions as we have done for some time. I have heard no compelling arguments from anyone here tonight as to why the MRC should suddenly stop being a patron of the arts. I am personally satisfied that staff have given considerable thought to how we might put in place art acquisition that involves the community, and I commend them for doing so, and for that reason I commend the motion. That brings the debate on the matter to a close. I will now put the motion. Councillor Conkerton. Yes, Councillor Dorr, do you wish to exercise your right of reply?
Yes, thank you. Just in relation to Councillor Johnston, I did ask the staff about the four items to be left out: the installation of the power supply to lots 8, 9 and 10, the construction and commission of the resource recovery park, the site admin, the construction and the commissioning of the resource recovery park, the site workshops, construct a commission resource recovery park, the community reuse store. And they were happy that they were going to be dealt with in due course of time when they come up again at council. So that's why I've left those items in. And the one I wanted to bring back in was the arts one. Because, as has been said, it is a regional activity. All the councils are going to benefit from this. It's not going to be located in one particular council. For 8 years, this council hasn't spent any money on the arts. Hasn't spent any money. It's had it budgeted, $20,000 per year. Hasn't spent it. Which is, that's probably not a very good record, I would have thought, in many ways. Oh, councillor, well, I think it's not a very good record.
It isn't,
yeah, that's right. So here's an opportunity to play a little bit of catch-up and spend a little bit of money, integrate it into some stakeholder engagements where all the councillors can be involved and choose a winner and all this kind of thing and actually be, you know, be a part of a bigger thing that has a community benefit. I've discussed this kind of things with our federal member, Ken White. He's very concerned that Aboriginal art and that and all art, but especially Aboriginal art, is actually highlighted through these type of activities. So it did go to, it has been workshopped through the committee system. The motion is late simply because these are just the facts of life. Unfortunately today I didn't get a chance to have a good think about what I was going to do. I haven't been thinking about it for multiple days, councillor, as you suggest. It's something that I thought about this afternoon and or thinking about over the course of the day. So we haven't spent this money for a long time. It's like you've said, Mr. Chair, it's not a knee-jerk thing. It's a long-held policy position of the EMRC to acquire art. The EMRC has not acquired the art. Here is an opportunity. I think it's a fantastic idea. I think it's a great way to go forward. I really do. And that's why I've moved the motion, simply because it's good for the organisation, it's good for the community, and I think council should support it tonight. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Dorr. That does now bring debate to a close. I'll put that motion. All those in favour? Let the minute taker record. Councillor Wilson, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Johnson, Councillor Dorr and Councillor Jeans in favour. Those against? Councillor Pifferetti, Councillor Wolfe, Councillor Powell, Councillor Boyd, Councillor O'Connor, Councillor Congerton and Councillor Zanino. The motion is lost. Councillor Congerton, you foreshadowed that you would be moving the recommendation from the Audit Committee.
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Do we have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Powell. Councillor Congerton, would you like to exercise your moving rights?
Through the Chair, I'd like to foreshadow the... If this motion is lost, I'd like to foreshadow the original officer's motion.
So noted. Okay. Councillor Powell, would you like to exercise your speaking rights to second the motion?
The member is not speaking.
He has waived his moving speaking rights.
No, we'll go to the vote.
Okay. Are there any speakers against? There being no speakers. Yes. No, yes. Councillor Jeans, if you'd like to press the button on the right.
Yes, that's right. I'd like to speak against because I suppose in principle I believe that with removing the arts and pushing it into the 20, with the next 21-22, it is really something that means that it can... may not even happen in that period either because it might get deferred again. So I think it's an important time to support the whole community. And I think that local government has only limited abilities to support the community. We don't have the ability, as in the federal and state governments, where we have much bigger ways of printing money or borrowing. We don't have that ability. I think the MRC is in a good position where it is providing a good, worthwhile service to the community and is very efficient at doing so. The fact that it hasn't spent the money in the last since 2012. I think we've just lost our way a little bit in that area, so I'll be voting against this motion.
Thank you, Councillor Jeans. Any other speakers for? Any other speakers against? Councillor Hamilton?
Yes, I spoke against this last week. I do support the arts. Apologies, it was a last minute thought about doing public art. Didn't wish to muddy the waters, but obviously I did. So apologies for that. Our art community is struggling. Many of them are not eligible for any sort of support whatsoever, and they already have a struggle at the best of times. So yes, I agree that we should be supporting the arts. As for the four items that were ring-fenced, the comment I made last week was that many of these are supported by previous resolutions of council. None of them are a surprise. Yes, there's one that has an old resolution that could use a little bit of, for lack of a better word, an update of the business case. However, they all have previous support from councils in respect to resolutions. The EMRC is an organisation that has long-term planning. So I don't think it's appropriate to pull things out simply because we might decide spur of the moment that we don't agree with those things. I think all of these things have been supported in the past, and we're now coming to a stage where things are rolled out in a certain process. I do understand from the discussion last week that they can be brought back to council, and that's fine. However, it is obviously far easier when you're doing a budget to actually have the items budgeted, and then we have the final choice when the items come back to decide whether we will accept them or not. So it's not as if we are, I think the term last week used was giving the staff permission to spend money willy-nilly. I don't think that's appropriate. I think the staff put a lot of effort into preparing these budgets, and so I will not support this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Hamilton. Are there any other speakers for? No. Any other speakers against? Councillor Johnson.
Thank you for that. And just to clarify, I don't think an investment of $50,000 in the arts is neither here nor there. In the scheme of the large budget it is, but that's certainly an investment in the arts that's outside the ability of most of our member councils to be able to make. So I do appreciate that would be a significant benefit. But the items that we're pulling out of the Capital Works budget, there was a plan. There was previous resolutions of council. Our organisation has put together a plan based on our long-term planning. They've brought it to us in the budget, and I think it's highly responsible of us to just cut, you know, pick and choose and cast aside parts of that budget. We need to enable our organisation to be able to go ahead and achieve the ambitions that we have for it. So I'd be supporting the foreshadowed recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Any other speakers for? Any other speakers against? Any speakers for or against? Councillor Congerton, at this stage, do you wish to exercise your right of reply?
No, thank you, Mr. Chair. I did it to death last week, so I'm not going to do it to death again this week. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Congerton. And whilst I'm sure the people who were there at the committee meeting will be thankful for not hearing you repeat yourself, those councillors who were not there might benefit from the wisdom that you have.
Thank you for the lecture from the chair.
You are welcome. That brings debate on this item to a close. I will put that motion. All those in favour, please raise your hand. Minute taker, can you please record that Councillor Zanino, Councillor Congerton, Councillor O'Connor, Councillor Boyd, Councillor Powell and Councillor Wolfe are in favour. Those against, please raise your hand. Councillor Wilson, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Pifferetti, Councillor Johnson, Councillor Dorr, Councillor Jeans. I believe that means the motion is lost. No, where are we? Absolute majority required.
Yeah, but the motion is lost for want of a majority.
Absolute majority has not been reached. The motion is lost for want of an absolute majority.
Question of the Chair.
Yes, Councillor Congerton.
Considering this motion is now lost, where do we go from here?
I believe that Councillor Jean's already foreshadowed.
Further question?
Yes.
If it remains at a deadlock, what happens then?
Well, I imagine we'll deal with that situation if that's what comes to pass.
I'm asking the question, Mr. Chair.
Sorry, I'll just refer to the Chief Financial Officer to answer that question.
We will have to retable the budget at another time.
Right. So, councillors, did we hear that answer? Councillor Congerton, does that satisfy your question?
I kind of knew the answer, Mr. Chair, but further question.
Yes.
To another meeting in time, when would that be considered? And what does a delay cause for the organisation to have the budget approved?
I'll refer that question to the CEO to either take or pass on to any of his staff.
Through the Chair, obviously it would be the next council meeting, but I don't think it justifies a special council meeting, so it would go to the July council meeting. We have to have an approved budget.
Sorry, Councillor Powell, can you please refrain from cross-talk while the CEO is answering a question? Thank you.
Thank you. We need an approved budget before the end of August. The ring fencing, although maybe not ideal. Oh. Thank you.
Sorry, Councillor Congerton, did you have a question? No.
No, I was just seeking an answer, not a continuum of other bits and pieces. I was just seeking the answer, which I've received. Thank you, Mr. CEO.
Thank you. So we're all understood that then a budget would be brought to us for our consideration at a future meeting of council. Yes, and that we have until 31st of August. Yes.
That's if there's not another foreshadowed motion.
Well, indeed, that's right. So we have a motion before us. Councillor Jeans, would you like to make clear what it is your motion is?
So the motion is the original officer's recommendation, which is to approve the budget without any, obviously, the budget as put in the original audit committee meeting of the 4th of June.
Okay. Is everyone clear and understand what it is that is now before us? That's been moved by Councillor Jeans. Is there a seconder? That's been seconded by Councillor Dorr. Councillor Jeans, would you care to exercise your moving rights?
Yes. Look, I suppose, you know, it's a situation where if we're in a deadlock situation and we can't see any way through today... or tonight, sorry, to actually get through this, or then the normal process applies. I suppose the alternative tonight was really a compromise situation to allow the major items that were identified at the audit committee to remove them so that they were then brought back to to council at a later date. With a full, obviously full costing and justification. My view of a budget is that you do need to have items in there that obviously represent future capital expenditure, because otherwise you get a situation where council will start to complain that they get non-budgeted items being brought back to council. And as we know, you know, that they create their own problems in themselves as non-budgeted items. So therefore, in this case, they're in the budget. Yes, I agree, $2.5 million for a power. Power in onto lots 8, 9 and 10. Well, it might be 2.1, it could be 2.8. We don't know. But it's assumed that the officers have had done some due diligence in this process to actually determine that that could be the approximate cost. So therefore, it's not unusual that you actually have items in there, because we are talking about the MRC. We're not talking about a local government. The MRC is really an operational organisation that maintains a landfill site plus Hazelmere. So it doesn't build roads, doesn't build libraries, doesn't look after health centres and 12-seater buses and things like this. So I think there's a distinct difference, and I think that's what this council here is its role is to actually be a representation from each of the member councils and to actually be involved in the process of what the MRC needs to do to actually provide a level of services to its six member councils. And if that is to put items in the budget for further consideration, well, I think that's what their role is. So I don't disagree with the budget, the original budget. I suppose I'm quite strong on this idea of supporting the arts at this particular time, because as we know, I haven't seen circumstances like this globally. We've had GFCs where there's been a bit of a downturn, and then all of a sudden the US prints money and boom, we pull ourselves out of it. I think this one is going to be a long, hard road. And to support a group that in actual fact has been possibly hit one of the hardest without any real support from the government, I think would be showing to our community, and when I say our community, across all six member councils, that we are there to support a group in the community that is having difficult times. So I suppose I was happy to support the alternative recommendation, which was to remove those four items. Unfortunately, that didn't get through. We are now in a situation where if we don't agree to the budget tonight, we will be back here again at another meeting and having the same discussion. So all I'm saying to you is that everybody's been given the opportunity to achieve what some members felt was important. That opportunity wasn't taken up. We are now back into a situation where this now is the only option, because we can't go back into any of the other motions because they've already been discussed. So I think we're in a very difficult situation. I think we just have to accept the budget as is and move on.
Thank you, Councillor Jeans. Councillor Dorr, do you wish to exercise your seconding speaking rights?
I'll just re-emphasise the fact that the motion that I moved earlier was a compromise to get through what the Audit Committee wanted, minus one thing. So I'm disappointed that didn't get through, and I'm happy to support the original officer's recommendation as per Councillor Jeans' motion.
Thank you, Councillor Dorr. Do we have any speakers against? Councillor Congerton, you have the call.
Firstly, a question, if I may, Mr. Chair. 17 on the agenda says motions which previous notice has been given. Is there a provision for notice of motions of which has not been given?
So,
17 on the agenda is members notice motions of which previous notice has been given. I was asked the question, what if there is a notice of motions of which notice has not been given? In other words, foreshadowing a motion for the next ordinary meeting of council. Or does it have to be done in writing next week?
Are you asking because you're wondering about moving or foreshadowing a motion for a subsequent meeting?
Yes, if this is deadlocked, Mr. Chair, I will be foreshadowing a notice of motion to reinstall the Audit Committee meeting recommendations. That's the point. Well, that's what I'd like to ask. So my question is, if there isn't the provision in the agenda to do that, then the earliest time for me to would be to do it tomorrow morning. I'm foreshadowing either way. That is the intent.
Should that come to Mars?
Councillor Congerton, there is an opportunity for you to put through a procedural motion if we haven't gone to debate yet, and put it at another alternate time that's convenient for everyone. Alternatively, yes, you can put through a notice of motion through our standing orders that allows us to call another meeting through the responsible chair of that meeting to basically call that meeting as well. So we have the appropriate opportunity to do that.
We're talking at odds through you, Mr.
Yeah,
Chair.
Sorry, Councillor Congerton, I'm having some difficulty following you as well.
Yes, you can as well.
Are you able to maybe clarify that further?
If we have a deadlock tonight and this then goes to the next council meeting, I am asking whether you can put in a notice of motion which has not been given to make it be given tonight, so I can foreshadow a motion tonight, or do I have to put in the motion in writing tomorrow?
I imagine that you can foreshadow a motion if you want, but that is still a hypothetical question because we have a motion before us.
Yes.
Chief Financial Officer, would you like to provide any clarifying comments for...
Sorry, Councillor Congerton, sorry, through the chair as well.
Sorry.
There is an opportunity for you to do that as a notice of motion in advance of the meeting. Yes, you can do that.
Box it up.
You can do it tonight, but it will be taken on notice.
Councillor Pifferetti, did you have a question?
I have a question, yes.
Yes.
Thank you. So, I wasn't part of the audit committee, so I do have some questions around some of the things that have been removed. Or could I just ask why there's a few items that have been carried forward from 2019-2020, in particular the construction of the resource recovery park, site administration office, and the construction of the site workshop, 800 and 600,000. Can I ask why they were carried forward, why they weren't spent?
Thank you, Councillor Pifferetti, CEO.
Yeah. To the chair, that was for the workshop and for the...
The site administration office?
Yes. So it was budgeted, I think, already last year to build a site administration office with the intent to move a part of the staff and have an educational centre there at the Hazelmere facility as well. We haven't made a decision on that, and that's why we haven't moved on actually pursuing that. So I think it was budgeted too early, to be honest. The site workshop is we're in the designing phase, and we're actually trying to design part of the site offices into the workshop now, so have a combined space. So they haven't been developed, and we're re-looking at what's required and when.
So can you just confirm there has been no council resolution in order to construct those things?
There have been council resolution, and there have been amounts allocated to previous budgets, but they haven't been actioned.
Okay. And can you just give me some more information about the installed power supply to lots 8, 9 and 10, please?
Yeah, so that was budgeted with the with the vision of establishing a processing facility at lot 8, 9 and 10, which is the liquid waste processing facility. A figure of $2.5 million was budgeted at the time. We haven't spoken to Western Power and have a definitive answer where this power line is going to go or what the actual requirement is for the power. So we have to find all that out before and what facilities we will have. We're now going through a process for a FOGO processing facility, that requires power supply as well, so that will be part of it. So it's for the liquid waste and the power. So until we know the real demand of the power line, we can't really have accurate pricing. So a provisional figure of $2.5 million has been put in the budget.
So by not installing the power, what impact will that have on FOGO?
Not so much on FOGO, but on the liquid waste treatment facility it will. Obviously, we could get by with diesel generators to power that, but the liquid waste facility is in the budget for next year. It was in the budget for this year, but we didn't get the appropriate licenses from the department, so that's why that is delayed, the establishment of the liquid waste facility. But that will need power.
Okay. I can just confirm the other amount of $500,000 for the Construction Commission Community Reuse Store, $500,000 carried forward from last year. Is that tied into the other two carried forward amounts?
Correct. Well, not into the other two on this list, but there's two other items, which is the waste transfer station and the community recycling centre, and this is really attached to the community recycling centre. So these two items have been, through the Waste Advisory Committee, have been put on hold, subject to a feasibility study. So they've been taken out of the budget, but this community reuse store is really linked to the community recycling centre as such.
Yeah, that's all my questions. Thank you.
Councillor Congerton.
Well, I think you asked me before, Mr. Chair, was I against, and I said yes.
Indeed. So you have.
And then I said I'd like to ask a question first.
Yes.
And then you completely ignored me, and it went in another direction. But I'm happy. I'm cool.
We had further questions, but now if you would like to exercise your rights to speak against, you are.
I just strongly think you need to go around the room and ask for fours and against again. But anyway, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm against going back to the officer's recommendation when the audit committee resolved to remove the four items in the art. And I'm not going to change my position on that, even if we receive another deadlock in the room. And I would like to give notice of motion, which I will do, just to put up an alternate recommendation to reinstate the audit committee recommendations held on the 11th of June. And we all know what they are at the next meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Congerton. Any speakers for?
So can I just ask a question?
Yes, Councillor Johnson.
Thank you very much. Is it a follow-up to Councillor Pifredi's question? So do I understand correctly, can you explain, without the installation of the power supply to lots 8, 9 and 10, does that mean we're going to be running the FOGO facility off diesel generators?
Through the chair, are you referring to the permanent FOGO facility or the interim trial facility?
Either.
Yeah. Well, the interim trial will run on, because they have some blowers and some fans for the biofilter and the aerator. So they will run off diesel generators, very small ones. But there will be a big diesel generator required for the liquid waste processing facility.
Thank you.
Speaker, Councillor Boyd, do you have a question or are you speaking for?
Oh, I'm not speaking for. I have a question, thank you. If I may.
Yes, you may.
Just in respect to the resolution of the audit committee last week, my understanding, and officers assisted with making that recommendation, that the four items that were withdrawn were done so to be brought back at another point in time when it was deemed, I won't say more appropriate, but at a point in time that officers deemed appropriate to bring those back for consideration. Let's say, these are my words, not officers' words, when other information that could be presented to council to assist with approvals in a more detailed manner was available. Can the officers confirm that that is correct?
I'll pass over to the Chief Financial Officer, who I understand was in attendance at the meeting.
True to Chair, thank you. Yes, that is still stands, and as the CEO has highlighted, those are the items that we are happy to bring back to Council.
Thank you. Councillor Johnson.
If this item is lost, can I foreshadow an alternate, please? Or is it make an amendment?
Councillor Johnson's question was that if this item is lost, is she able to foreshadow an alternate?
The procedure for foreshadowing is for you to highlight what your foreshadow motion is going to be prior to the vote.
Yeah,
to assist everyone.
So, my proposal is to foreshadow that if this item was lost, the same one but with the inclusion of the power supply, please. And no art.
So if I understand you correctly, what you're proposing is that if this is lost, that you would foreshadow that substantially the same motion as was passed by the Audit Committee, you would move again, but for the installation of the power supply, which you would intend to remain within the budget.
Yes, please.
Okay.
Please, Mr. Chair, enlighten me. So the foreshadowed motion that I put forward then doesn't matter. The foreshadowed motion that Councillor Johnson put forward matters. And what we're going to do is just leave things as per the Audit Committee recommendations, leaving out construct the resource recovery park, workshop, office building, and the committee reuse store, and the art, or is the art staying with the installed power?
Councillor Johnson, would you like to clarify?
Yeah, just to clarify, so I'm suggesting the a motion passed by the Audit Committee with the addition of the power supply, so that does not include art.
Right, so that you would be removing the dot point about the install power supply to lots 8, 9 and 10, but otherwise have the same motion as was passed by the Audit Committee.
Thank you, as a compromise way forward. Right. We've had the discussion about art.
Thank you. And Councillor Congerton, it's not a case of whether or not what you...
doesn't matter.
No, I said it is not a case of whether or not the motion you proposed matters. It's that we have already debated that motion. And as I understood it, what you proposed to do was to put forward a motion that was already debated and did not pass. Is that did I understand you?
Well, it's still a notice of motion, Mr. Chair.
Yes. That
unless there is something in our standing orders that precludes me from putting in a notice of motion, which is identical to the Audit Committee meeting held on the 11th of June for a period of time,
mm-hmm.
Then my motion should stand before Councillor Johnson.
Chief Financial Officer.
True to Chair, if I have to understand your notice, a motion is at a future meeting of Council.
Mr. Chair. Yes, that was put in because of the conversation sitting around the notice of motions.
Correct.
Now, in the conversations we were having, if it was quite clear, I could have moved it tonight, which I asked twice, then it would be included tonight and not to a future meeting.
Sorry, what I understood, and correct me if I'm wrong, but what I understood was that you proposed that we revisit the exact same motion that we had already debated and voted on. Did I misunderstand?
No, you didn't misunderstand at all. It's exactly what I said.
Right.
Right. But I said if this motion is deadlocked and fails, and the comment by the officer was this would then come back, the same item that was lost tonight would come back to the next meeting of council.
Probably if I could clarify, your notice of motion refers to a vote that has actually been done, and that was the motion was lost by for one of the absolute majority. And what you propose is actually at a future meeting. However, because this meeting is still live, we obviously that has already been voted, we can't go back and revisit that.
But what is presented at the meeting at the moment were other foreshadowed motions that will have to be dealt with first. So unfortunately, in terms of ranking, yours will be the first off the rank at a future meeting if whatever budget was not passed tonight. That's how it would should be have to be dealt with.
Thank you. That's how I understood it as well. So there is a motion that we are currently dealing with, which is moved by Councillor Jean, seconded by Councillor Dorr, which is the original motion presented to the Audit Committee. And Councillor Johnson has foreshadowed that should that be lost, that she would then move an alternative motion, which is the Audit Committee recommendation, but for the item about the power supply to lots 8, 9 and 10, which would be included back into the budget. Are we all on the same page? Okay. We had a speaker against, I understand, Councillor Congerton. Do we have any other speakers for? Any speakers for or against? Councillor Dorr, do you wish to exercise your... Oh, sorry. Councillor Jeans, do you wish to exercise your right of reply?
In summing up, yes. Yeah, through the chair. Look, I suppose enough has been said on this item. Each of those items is above $400,000. So therefore, each item would be coming back to council. So therefore, we are arguing a lot about nothing, because each item will come back to council. I'm sorry, but, you know, I mean, whether it's in or out, it's going to come back to council. So therefore, and then it gets down to a very moot point of some money for art, and I can understand that there's reasons for not doing it, for well, I can't think of a lot of good reasons, because I know that each individual council contributes to arts. I think in Swan's case, as far as development applications, there's a 1% levy, 1%. I think your budget is in the order of, well, I don't know what your developments are per annum, but I'm sure that it exceeds in total more than 50,000. So I suppose there seems to be, from my point of view, a little bit of difficulty in understanding why the individual councils can't support the MRC providing support for a group within the community that is actually doing it tough. And this would be a good message against a lot of negative messages that are out there at the moment within the COVID-19 situation. So I think, you know, I suppose this is a way that we can just move on. So I'm hoping that we can actually get a majority. I'm hoping that we can just move on from where we are at the moment.
Thank you, Councillor Jeans. That brings debate on this item to a close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, raise your hand. For the minute taker, please note Councillor Wilson, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Pifferetti, Councillor Johnson, Councillor Dorr and Councillor Jeans are in favour. Those against are Councillors Wolfe, Powell, Boyd, O'Connor, Congerton and Zanino. An absolute majority has not been reached. That motion is lost. Councillor Johnson, you have foreshadowed. So the motion that has been moved by Councillor Johnson is that largely the Audit Committee recommendation be agreed to, but for the items related to the install of power supply for lots 8, 9 and 10 and the acquisition of art. Do I understand that correctly?
No, just the power.
Okay. So the only difference then to the recommendation moved by the Audit Committee would be your intention to reinstate into the budget the installation of power to lots 8, 9 and 10. Is that correct? Okay.
Question, Mr. Chair?
Yes, Councillor Dorr.
Can we hear it again that lots 8, 9 and 10 are not going to have any impact on the FOGO facility? They're simply to do the future focus. It's certainly to do with the power to the liquid waste facility, is that right?
CEO?
That is correct.
Moved Councillor Johnson. Do we have a seconder? Seconded Councillor Pifferetti. Councillor Johnson, would you like to exercise your moving rights?
Thank you, Chair. I would move this as a compromise position to try and resolve some of the differences that we might have. We've had the conversation about art, and that's landed where it's landed. I really think we need to give the organisation the opportunity to go ahead with their plans and the freedom to do that. And I think this is the item that's going to make the biggest difference. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. Councillor Pifferetti.
Yeah, I also think that this is a compromise decision. The amount is 2.5, so it will be coming back for council approval before it's spent. And we've heard all the comments about the artwork, so we've left that out. And I hope that people will support this.
Thank you, Councillor Pifferetti. Do we have any speakers against?
Against.
Councillor Congerton, do you wish to exercise your speaking rights against?
No, I think I'd just like to put it to the vote, Mr. Chair.
Are you moving a procedural motion to that effect?
Yeah.
Okay, do we have a seconder? That's been seconded, Councillor Pifferetti. No debate is entered into. All those in favour? This is a procedural motion. All those in favour that we proceed to a vote. Those in favour, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Pifferetti, Councillor Johnson, Councillor Wolfe. Okay, those against? Sorry, we only have everybody in favour and the two councillors against are Councillors Dorr and Jeans. Minute taker. The procedural motion is carried. I'll now put the substantive motion. All those in favour? Those in favour, Councillor Wilson, Councillor Hamilton, Councillor Pifferetti, Councillor Johnson. Those against? The balance of the councillors are against. I declare that. Councillor Wolfe is against passing the budget, as is Councillor Powell, Councillor Boyd, Councillor O'Connor, Councillor Dorr, Councillor Jeans, Councillor Congerton and Councillor Zanino. Right. That brings us to item number 16, reports from delegates. So Councillor Johnson is a delegate to the MWAC committee and has requested an opportunity to provide an update on the goings-on at MWAC. Councillor Johnson, you have the call.
Sorry, I can't find my notes, so this is how it is. I've neglected, so my apologies, to report back at every meeting that I am your representative at MWAC, so thank you for the opportunity to go along and talk about waste. We've had three meetings since I was appointed to that role, and the group, just to let folks know, I will provide a written report for the next one because the next meeting is next week, just to let the group know that it is more of an advisory and information sharing meeting than a decision-making meeting. And the decisions that are made are sometimes direct Welga's policy and on waste. The issues obviously that have been of interest this year have been about the container deposit scheme that was on again, off again, recycling in the metro area, consistent waste messaging and the development of those consistent waste messaging across the state, and probably something else that I've forgotten. But just to let you know that that is going on, and I will give you a full update for the next meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Johnson. We appreciate your service on our behalf and for reporting back. Item 17, members' motions of which previous notice has been given, nil. Item 18, new business of an urgent nature. approved by the chairman or presiding officer. Does anyone have any business of an urgent nature that they wish to put forward?
Mr. Chair, can I just bring you back to 17, please?
Yes.
I did give notice of a motion.
For
yes,
the subsequent meeting?
But number 17 says no, right?
Yes.
It clearly says members' notice of which previous notion, a motion and notice has been given.
Yes, so sorry,
you said nil.
I understood that you had given notice for a subsequent meeting.
Still gave notice, Mr. Chair.
Sorry, maybe Chief I could clarify that. Per the standing orders under item clause 4.18, subsection 2, a notice of motion under clause 1 is to be given at least 4 clear working days.
Ah, sorry. Which 4 clear working days?
Yes, so it will be definitely for the next meeting.
No, this one, 4 clear working days.
But that has been voted on, unfortunately.
No, 4 days.
It's an alternative to an item that's already there. And just for the avoidance of all doubt, would that section of the standing orders also apply to new business of an urgent nature approved by the chairman?
Not that section in particular, but you do have the right of a chairman to decide anything that's of urgent.
Even if it is substantially the same as or identical to a motion that's already been debated?
It has not been dealt with before in that nature, but it's something for food for thought. But usually if a vote has been passed at that meeting, unless the meeting closes and that has to be dealt with at another meeting, it could be dealt with as a meeting immediately after this meeting as well, if the all councillors agree. So there will be a new meeting.
Thank you. Which then brings us to item 19, confidential matters for which the meeting may be closed to the public. So as previously indicated, there is an item to be discussed. Can I please have a mover and a seconder that we move behind closed doors to deal with that item? Moved, Councillor Jean. Seconded, Councillor Wolfe. All those in favour? Those against? That's carried unanimously. Please close the doors and turn off the recording as well. Yes, confidential items. Can I have a mover and seconder for coming back from behind closed doors? So moved, Councillor Powell. Seconded, Councillor Pifferetti. All those in favour? That's carried unanimously. Item 20, future meetings of council as listed in the agenda. And I declare the meeting closed at 7:35 p.m.